Hey gals, I got a gift for you today, so don't go anywhere. Welcome to Sobriety Snippets for Women Over 40, where we elevate our mindset to trade hangovers for higher consciousness, one powerful snippet at a time. I'm Becca Jacobson, and it's Monday, the 12th of January, and you are getting a snippet. If you're new in snippet land, welcome home, my dear. I've been holding a spot for you. The home fires have been burning. If you're a 40 plus woman struggling with alcohol, this is where you belong. Welcome home. I'm so glad you found us. Gals, today I'm not going to talk much. How do I do a snippet without talking? That would be a feat, wouldn't it? Well, the truth of the matter is I recently sat down and had a conversation with one of you, one of the women in my world who came through the snippets into my 8-week coaching program and out the other end transformed, utterly transformed. Well, did she or didn't she? Am I making it up? Am I exaggerating? Well, the truth is, we're going to hear it from our own lips. Today, I'm going to share a conversation I had with Diana, one of the many amazing women that I have learned from in the last 3 years here in Snippet Land. And that's how I feel about you gals. Every day you teach me something new. Every single day. Wow. I don't know what I did to be so blessed in this lifetime, but I know this much. My painful, agonizing struggle with alcohol turns out now I can actually look back and say, all right, it was worth it, because I get to meet and interact with and help women like you and Diana. Now, don't get me wrong. When I was suffering all those years, I wouldn't have believed you for a heartbeat. I would have just said, I don't actually care. Just get me out of this mess. But I couldn't get out. And when I finally did at age 52, I now know the reason why I had to suffer for so long. And I did suffer, gals. It's so that I could do this. And I honestly feel at some days like I've won the lottery, getting to share my life with women like you and Diana, which just blows my mind and warms my heart beyond words. Diana, take it away.
Thank you for being here, Diana, and willing to share your story with other gals in Snippet Land. It's so important that we hear from gals in Snippet Land. So thank you for being here.
Oh, you're welcome.
What part of the country or continent are you coming from, Diana?
I am in Northeast Ohio in USA.
Nice. Beautiful. Awesome. As we usually start here, although I also like to say the story is yours and you can tell it any way you want, but maybe you want to start at the beginning or how you ended up here, your journey towards sobriety and into Snippet Land. I'll give you the floor.
Okay. Well, you know how sometimes people, once the month of December comes about, start thinking about what their New Year's resolutions are going to look like. So they're project into 2026, which is our upcoming year. Well, for me, I was coming into not just a new year, but a new period of life because I was going into retirement. So I wanted to make a lifestyle resolution, not a New Year resolution applicable to just the up and coming year. And I knew that that was going to have to be, you know, a reckoning with my relationship with alcohol. So I started to deep dive into what support programs, opportunities were out there that might be suitable for what I had in mind.
That's amazing. I love the word reckoning. I love that. And I love your intention. Okay, I'm retiring. Now what, right? And to finally bring alcohol to the front. How did that feel? And how long did you know there would be a reckoning?
About a year. So I am admittedly kind of a YouTubeaholic. And when I created my list of things I wanted to initially focus on in retirement, you know, it was like, how do you live on your investments? What are you going to do with the hours in the day that are no longer occupied from your career? So obvious things that people plug in my fourth quarter of life, would be a lot of self-reflection and indulgent and improvement. So for me, it was, what am I going to do about my health, which encompassed eating, exercising, self-care. And I started literally journaling for a year, and I categorized those things and put where I thought I should be in the way of intentions. And so wanting to be in better health for longevity purposes did not include my association with social drinking, cocktail hours, that kind of thing. And as I got older, the effects of the usage of alcohol became different for me. It kind of evolved, and it evolved in more of a negative way and a way where it was drawing and pulling away from my, you know, cognitive abilities. And then when I was reading about just getting on a better health program, it just really was counterintuitive. It interfered with everything that the health side of my discovery was saying. And I knew I couldn't meet my goal if I continued to collaborate with alcohol, you know?
Yeah, I know what you mean. Especially love your description of, well, first of all, the fourth quarter of life. I love that. I'm going to steal it. So when you hear me say that in Snippet Land, you know where it came from. But you noticing alcohol's effects are different as we age. Boy, did I ever feel that. I became a cheap date. It didn't take much. All of a sudden, my ability to drink was gone. So yeah, good for you. I'm so happy. So you're doing research. You're looking for your place, the YouTube and wherever. And somehow you ended up here in my world. I'd love to hear more about that story.
So I spearheaded that campaign, and I kind of bounced around looking at different opportunities. And I will have to say, what came top of mind, you came across Facebook when I was like, you know, when you're looking for whether it's a pair of running shoes or it's a pair of reading glasses, all of a sudden the next 20 days, everything in your inbox is all about that. So obviously the algorithms knew that I was seeking sobriety. So it's like flowing into my resources on the internet. And some of the people were very, I want to say almost like militant. There was like no gray area. And the definitiveness of the programs didn't really resonate with me. And when the snippet hit my inbox, I listened to it and I like the sound of your voice. I like the delivery. I like the sense of solitude that I had when I was like one-on-one alone in Snippet Land. And I started to do a little bit more listening to your content. And there was just such a gentle side and demeanor of your message. And I immediately felt safe and connected. And I love the fact that it was exclusive to women, because I do think that our journey is a little bit different historically, gender-wise, with our relationship with alcohol. And you kind of had me at hello.
Oh, I love that. My heart's overflowing and I'm so honored. That's so beautiful. When you were saying militant, I thought, oh. Yeah, because I feel like they are militant. You know, I don't want cream puffs in Snippet Land. And I want us to have this to be the best chapter of our lives. And I'm like, come on, gals, quit surface blowing. I'm always kind of the Megan. So I thought, uh-oh. So I'm really, really happy to hear that you felt the gentleness coming through, because that is what I feel. Nothing but heart and love for you gals and for us in this fourth quarter or this chapter of our lives. And so I'm so glad to hear you noticed that. And that it pulled you in. I love that. You had me at hello.
Yes.
Thank you, Diane.
And timing was great, because the week that I introduced myself to your 7-day program was the first week out of stepping away from my place of employment. And I don't know how much information is necessary with regard to my association and habit, but I was the quintessential cocktail hour girl. Like I met people for cocktails. I liked a proper cocktail. I liked the ritualistic and social ways and means of having a cocktail. And what concerned me was that I was going to have this inordinate amount of downtime. And I didn't want to get into a situation where a one time a week or two time a week cocktail hour would now become a 5 day a week cocktail hour. And I just knew I needed something greater and bigger than what I knew. And I want to just interject something right now before it leaves my brain. I read a lot about our encounters with the adult beverage over the last 10 years. And I listened to a lot of podcasts. And I will have to say that you get a lot of information, but there's not a true accountability factor until you make the commitment. And if I wanted to learn to swim, I could watch all kinds of YouTube videos and look at technique from a video photographer standpoint, and I could just read about it. But if I don't get in the water with my swimsuit on and practice the stroke, then I'm not going to achieve or accomplish becoming a swimmer. And I felt that committing to the program and having that one-on-one coaching was really crucial and instrumental in getting me over the hump of just being that researcher on the outside, collecting all this information, but not really applying it, you know?
Yeah, that's surface dwelling. That's what I call it. And there comes a point in sobriety, you could say in any type of personal development or in life, but in sobriety, it's absolutely, there's no question. We can't stay on this side watching people talk about sobriety and hearing about, we have to make that. That's the moment in time where everything shifts for all of us. It's what changed for me in 2018, right? Where I went, okay, I'm in. I'm investing my time, my money, my heart. I'm doing this. It's not enough, right? So I'm so glad you saw that and took advantage of it. And before it leaves my mind, I want to go back. You mentioned timing, and I don't believe in coincidences, Diana. So, you know, there you were. It was exactly the same week, the week where you're like, okay, and there it is. You're here. You're meant to be here. And you're right. You're at the end of 8 weeks with me. And wow, right? We're going to talk about that in a minute. But how did you get from, okay, I'm not going to surface dwell anymore, my words, not yours, into, all right, now I'm in. Now what? Can you share that story with us?
I clicked the button and you called me and we had a nice one-on-one conversation and I was really excited to start, you know, the up and coming week. Every day was a greater degree of excitement, like just kind of interpersonal strengthening, just a slow introduction to a mindset shift. I loved the fact that there were other women participating and it just felt like home for me. It felt like home. So at the end of that 7 days, then you introduced the next step and I was like, I'm in, you know, I have to do this. I need to do this for myself.
Beautiful. Yeah. And just for clarity, for those who don't know, many women come into my paid client program that way. They'll come and join one of my 3, 5, or 7, or 10 day challenges, or in the case of January, 31 days. And from there, realize, oh, this is the path. And the women who do that shift change their lives. And it's so much fun because I get to know you first. So it's like, okay, this is going to work. Let's keep going. You know, let's keep going. So I'm so glad that you made that choice that day. You've been with me ever since, been a couple of months, over 2 months. What was it like inside the container for those 8 weeks, Diana?
Oh, it was great. Because again, like I said, I wasn't like up and out of the house and dressed in the morning and gone for 9 hours. Now I was getting reacquainted with my home and I had homework and I was just so excited to deep dive into the academia of it. I sat in solitude getting not only reacquainted with the environment behind the four walls that I barely ever spend any time in except flat on my back in my bed sleeping. It was like you said, it's synchronicity. Like it was all so perfectly aligned. I was deep diving into the weekly content. I loved the introduction to journaling. I found that so important and impactful, especially when it came to the point of the whys, you know, why I have this relationship with alcohol. And then, as you know, a big part of what I shared with you was the trauma background, you know, that I have. And that was kind of an eruption for me. And I have to thank you too, because when I let you know that I was really having a very rough day in all of that, when we started the forgiveness part, you immediately, like you were in the US, we called a first responder, like a firefighter, an EMT. You were there for me. And that was huge because that was a long day for me. And I didn't know how I was going to come out on the other side of that, you know? So the homework, I can't express enough how important it is. And we all know, because, you know, we've been in school from like an elementary, if your assignment's due on Friday, you know, it's not a good thing to wait till Thursday night. Read the chapter, do the homework, and try to prepare for a test on Friday morning. We should know that at this part of our life. So I really like the pace. And I also appreciate the fact that you did mention in our group chats that there was no pressure and to go at your own speed. And that was important too, because some days you have a miss and you can't get in, whether it's getting to the gym that day or sticking to your routine. You're not made to feel bad about it, if that makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Wow. But you do have to do it, right? So of course, we do at our own pace, but I created an 8-week container, which expands. I did the math, or I looked into it, and 93% of the women who join my 8-week program stay longer. And that's why, right? It's a journey, and it's an individual journey. And that's beautiful. But at the same time, we need to be motivated. We do need to be moving forward. And you were. That's the thing about you, Diana. You knew your pace. You knew your limitations. You were willing to share with me your trauma. And I was so honored. And I love this. Now I'm a first responder. Okay, so that's a new snippet lounge. I'm bringing that one with me. That's going to show up again. I just love it. But that's just it. You showed up, Diana. You. So, you know, I mean, you know, I'm certainly not naming names, but there's been a couple of women that come in and we say we want to do it. We don't do that homework ever. And so get to the end. It's like, well, I didn't really do anything. Well, I don't know what you want. Right. So Diana, you showed up and the results are clear. And the message for the women in Snippet Land, that's the message. We have to take action. We can't just sit back with our arms crossed being entertained by the sobriety person. And we have to step up for ourselves. And that's what I saw in you. And that's why we're here today with you being able to share so much success. Now I'm really, really honored that you have been.
Thank
you. Any other takeaways? Anything else you want to share?
I want to talk about the interjection of the retreats, because I did think that both times, the beginning of the program and the ending and closure of the program, they were just like perfect timing inserts into everything else that we were offered. Again, I feel like the intuitiveness, and you know, let's face it, you've been very external and outward about your journey too. I mean, you get it, but you get us. And so I felt like it was truly you coming through with those little nuggets you gave us during the retreats, and they were done in such a peaceful, healing, genuine kind of way, I thought.
Yeah, thank you for mentioning the retreats. I'm not sure if I've ever mentioned them here on the snippets before, but you know, the retreats, I did those, I came up with them in I think around March or whatever of this year, and it felt to me like something was missing in my program. And it's a traditional sort of course, an online course you go through, and then we're doing live coaching. And I'm like, this, you know, I want this, this is snippet land. I want this to be something different. I always, always want to go the extra mile. And then it hit me, we need something to begin ceremonially or ritualistically, a signal, a moment that says to the subconscious, we have begun. That is more than just an onboarding email that says, here, welcome, here's your link. And I love retreat, personal retreats. And so I thought, well, retreat. And then at first I had in my mind, oh, a week, we'll do a week long retreat and we'll meet in Hawaii or something. And I went, okay, calm down. Right. And I ended up creating a 3-hour retreat for the beginning of the 8 weeks and a 6-hour retreat at the end, that just to let the gals and listening in Snippet Land know that I'm there with you recorded, of course. And I walk you through those 3 hours and then I walk you through those 6 hours. And thank you for sharing what that was like for you. It really is a lot of heart and a lot of work went into those. And so it really pleases me to hear that they landed for you. And you did them. That's another thing. Some women come in and they don't do them. You didn't do your retreat. No, well, you know, I was busy. It's, we get out of life what we put in. And we know that. We're all old enough to know that for sure. So thank you for mentioning that. Yeah. What else do you want to share, Diana? You got beautiful nuggets. So keep talking.
Well, the breakout rooms, those were very emotional and really, in some aspects, eye-opening. Everybody has their own journey. And we as humans, we come in all different shapes, colors, sizes. And I had so much compassion. It's like immediately I felt like sisterhood. And we all connected so quickly. And you could just totally tell that there was a very authentic sense of community within the little breakout pod from day one. And that's what I think, going back to the very beginning, Becca, it's like, you can't do this on your own. You may think you can do it on your own. You may think you could take a at-home study course online and it's the end all, but you need support and you need to know that you're cared about and you need to know that you matter. Not only that we matter to you because you've devoted this portion of your life to creating something for us women, but the women that came forward were very vocal about what it meant to spend time with each other in the breakout rooms.
Wow. I know, right? I'm almost speechless about it. I'm feeling very emotional right now myself. I really feel like the Snippet Land is just blessed. You know, and my journey was so painful for so many years, the struggle, that I feel like God is saying, okay, you suffered enough. Now I'm going to help you do what you want, because I want to do this. And it's hard. This is hard, right? Reaching women is hard. Being out there all the time for women is hard, Diana. I know I sit here and but I'm just a human, just another woman over here who's suffered just like you. And then that's where I see it too, in those breakout rooms. I don't participate. I do come in and out of the rooms to sort of monitor what's going on, but I keep my camera and my mic off and I see and hear you women and feel you women connecting. And all I can think to say is thank you, because it's blessed. And from the, you know, the broadest audience out there on the show to the intimacy of the breakout room and everything in between, I just feel a thread of spiritual love pouring over all of us. And who knew?
I know. You know, and there's a commonality. There's a common denominator amongst a pretty high percentage of the participants, and that is the confidentiality piece. And like a lot of us have not told anybody that, first of all, that we even feel like we have a problem with alcohol, A, or B, that we're in a discovery program, that we're in a community or a support group. I mean, you heard in some of the breakout rooms, we're getting close to the holidays now. And I just think that, like, I don't want to talk about it with people that don't know what it's all about for me. They're just not going to get it. So that's why I think I was more open to be more open, because I realized I'm standing in the sandbox with a lot of other people that have played at the same park as me. And that's hugely important, because you're really sensitive to how we all got here.
Yeah. Yeah. And most of us, well, we're all professional women. We're all most educated. We're all women who have shown up for life. You know, I can hear that in the words and the language that you use. I know you've been a businesswoman, a professional woman for many, many decades, and you're in retirement now, and we're out there, right? We think when we live that type of life, me, I'm the college professor, right? We think we're not alone. And to see other women step up, you know, I've had doctors, dentists, therapists in this program. Anyway, yeah. And to get in the room and hear others share. But it's not a, one thing I want to make clear, it's not everybody telling war stories. Oh, I passed out at the party one night. We don't, that's not what we do. That is not what we do. We talk about our growth and how we're moving forward. So, yeah.
Beautiful. Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up, because even if we have a drifter from time to time, you interject and get people on track, and you remind people before we go into the breakout rooms that, you know, we're not here to give each other advice. You give us some very specific questions to keep us on track. So when we get back into the main room again to reconvene and close out, we've come back from a place of accomplishment. That's the thing. It's a muscle mindset, really is. I mean, you have to be committed to the practice. And that's, I think, probably the nucleus of your perspectives program is it is a practice. It is a lifestyle choice. It is a lifestyle change. It is a personal, interpersonal commitment. And if I could close with something that I said on the last day that I was with my group of ladies, it's like, we are love. We are worthy. We are special. And we deserve to be living a purposeful life and the best version of ourselves. And I don't care what anybody says. You might be an on or off. You might be on a year, off a year, on a week, off a year. You are robbing yourself of valuable time, because it's not to be assumed that we have another day. And to live a day that's a gift half-mast, you're just robbing yourself of what you could have been that day and the people around you. And that's when you kind of got to decide, I'm worth more than this, you know?
Yes. That's it. I'm worth more than a freebie. I'm worth more than sitting back. I'm worth more. But it takes us a while, I think, to get there, you know? Yeah, for me, it did. But once we do, Diana, wow. You're right about time. The fourth quarter is the last quarter. Right? There's no other quarters after the fourth quarter. So, and we're all in it. We're all in it. Thank you so much for being here and sharing your journey with us, Diana, and for being with me. It's been amazing getting to know you. I'm so honored and always will be.
Same.
Yeah, awesome. Thank you, dear.
You're welcome.
Well, what do you say? Wasn't that amazing? Diana, thanks again for being willing to share your story with us. There are so many things you said that I could talk about now and in the future. I love the way doors are opened by the thoughts and energy coming from other women. We are all the same, only different. I like to say that. We're the same, only different. Of course, everyone's story is unique. Everyone's perspective is unique. But we have an underlying commonality that binds us together in such a beautiful, loving way. And every time I hear a woman share her path, I get to hear those differences, but also those similarities. And I just rejoice. I'm just so honored. Thank you, Diana. Gals, if you're curious to know what it's like to come a little bit deeper into Snippet Land, I would love to hear from you. And today, the Sacred Mirror is open. The Sacred Mirror is completely unique because I made it. I created it. I thought it up. No one else is doing this, gals. Only me. Only here in Snippet Land. The Sacred Mirror. It's a simple online form. You fill out 3 little questions. They come directly to me and me alone. And in them, you have the opportunity to share a little bit of your story. And I turn on my microphone and respond with a voice note just for you. It's a reflection. It's not advice. It's definitely not a sales pitch. It's a reflection of what I'm hearing and very, very, very helpful with blind spots. Even a short written note can reveal blind spots. You'd be amazed. And I absolutely love doing the Sacred Mirror. As you can imagine, it requires quite a bit of energy. And so it's not always open, but it is today, gals. In fact, it's open this week. If you're curious to know what that is like, tap the link in the show notes and share a bit of your story with me. And you will receive in return a personal, private reflection just for you. Thanks for popping in. Be sure to come back next time so I can keep your head on straight. Sending you buckets of love.